It's been a year since the pandemic flipped the economy upside down. On March 23rd, 2020, the plunging stock market hit bottom amid record unemployment claims and the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Now the market's recovering faster than many economists expected. For more on what this means for your money, we're joined by personal finance expert Jill Schlesinger. She's a CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So if the flashback isn't too painful, Jill, take us back to March 23rd, 2020 and the days and weeks that followed.
It was really scary. And I think it was scary for a lot of reasons, but not the least of which is we couldn't understand in that moment what would occur in the short term that would help kind of allay the fears of investors. Those fears being that we're shutting an economy down and which companies are going to be able to survive that. We didn't know.
And I know that investors who stayed the course, as you recommended, are reaping those rewards now. And as you say that we lost a third of the market value, well, a lot of stocks now are trading 50% higher. I mean, in other words, they've not only recovered what they lost, they're actually above that. And it seems, Jill, that even while much of the rest of the economy is faltering, the stock market has actually been high rolling for most of the pandemic. I mean, what's behind that disconnect?
You know, it is always so difficult to imagine that because you're right. And we still have about 9 million fewer jobs than we had before the pandemic started. And yet, why is the stock market rising? Well, it is a combination of factors because now, after that initial stimulus, we have had two more rounds. So we've had $5 trillion pushed into the economy to help businesses and people who have been impacted by the virus. We've had the Federal Reserve maintaining these low interest rates and buying bonds to stabilize the financial system. But, you know, we also have a vaccine that's come up online in a year. And you put these three things together, and what investors do is they look to the future. What the looking forward process does, it says which companies will make money, how much money over the course of the future months and years ahead. And that's the bet that's put on the table. Should also be very clear that there is a lot of what we call asset inflation going on. There's a lot of money sloshing around the system. And right now, that money is going into things like stocks or Bitcoin or non-fungible tokens, whatever it is, because people don't have a good idea of what to do with their money if they don't actually need the money they have on hand.
Well, so what's your advice then for folks looking ahead? Because they may be tempted to say, oh, I'm going to pull out of bonds and they're relatively low yields. The stock market's roaring. I'm going to go all in on stocks. What's your guidance?
My guidance is to remember the fear and pain that you felt a year ago and to understand that asset allocation really does mean that there are some parts of your portfolio that aren't going to do as well as others at various times. And I don't know when those roles get reversed. So a year ago, I would never have guessed that we would see stocks at these levels. I don't think most people would have. And now that we are at these levels, I would be really careful. I think that we always have to really consider our personal financial security first. We've got to have that 6 to 12 months of our living expenses as a safety net. We do want to pay down debt. We do want to participate in retirement plans. And if you were to have a $1,400 stimulus check that you just don't need, sure, you could take a flyer on the next GameStop. On the other hand, if you do that, just know that could vanish. And how would you feel if that happened?
That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Great to be with you.